You know, this situation is crazy, and we're going to get into why it's crazy in a second. But first, let me say hello. You know, let me not be rude. Welcome to Rondell's Unpopular Opinion. Welcome to the RUO. Patreon is going to get this first, followed by everyone else. Now, the crazy thing about this situation, let me turn this ring light off because this shit is bright as hell. The crazy thing about this situation is that I actually recorded a video on this 2 days ago and I never uploaded the video because a strange event, well, not really strange, but an event actually ended up happening in the midst of me doing this recording or doing the recording for the previous video. Now, that is that the FBI pretty much ran down to give subpoenas in Dalton, Illinois, regarding a Tiffany Henyard situation, right? We've been talking about that here. Now, recently, where we left off at, we spoke about Tiff Henyard getting investigated by the FBI, being uncouth, being ghetto, and allegations of her not only screwing over black businesses, shady business tactics, doing the people of Dalton wrong, not being transparent with funds. We also were learning about how a former employee, a former assistant, and a paid detail, which is a Dalton police officer, were suing because of a sexual assault that took place, and how they were mistreated due to basically bringing light to that sexual assault. Because Tiffany Henyard thought that if it got out, it would ruin her career. So basically, she did some firing. Now, the video that I was recording before this one was about how one of her senior leadership people was getting indicted for bankruptcy fraud. He's facing up to about, I think, what, 4 years in prison? So let's get into the latest, because there's been some latest news as of 2 hours ago. Today is April the 21st. We're going to get into that later on in this video, so I highly suggest you stick around or you listen up towards the end if you're listening through Apple or Spotify. Shout out to Apple and Spotify listeners. We're going to get into the FBI subpoenas, okay? We're going to get into the FBI subpoenas via Fox 32 because they've been killing it and keeping up with this, all right? Now, this is a damn shame, okay? This is a shame. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move me out the way, okay? I'm going to move me out the way. I'm going to turn the music down. And we're going to figure out what exactly it is that's going on here when it comes to the subpoenas, all right?
Dalton Village Hall. Elizabeth Matthews reports many in the south suburbs believe this is only the tip of the iceberg. Elizabeth.
Don, the mayor here has been accused of misusing funds. The mayor and a trustee are being sued for an alleged sexual assault against a former village employee. The village administrator now facing bankruptcy fraud charges. And today, this afternoon, federal agents popping in Village Hall looking for some information.
The house of cards are collapsing. I think the government is taking action.
It's normally bad news when federal agents stop by a village hall looking for documents, but that's not bad news to many in Dalton.
Months and months and months, we've been begging for someone to come out here and actually investigate as to what's actually going on out here.
Video appears to show those federal agents inside Village Hall Friday afternoon, where we've learned they were serving two subpoenas. One focuses on employment and disciplinary records of 25 Village of Dalton employees, including three police officers and Keith Freeman, the senior administrator recently charged with bankruptcy fraud. The other subpoena focuses on Freeman and any potential involvement with certain companies, whether or not they received any money, had business or contracts relating to the village. One trustee says Mayor Tiffany Henyard has left them in the dark for months.
Since September, we haven't received financials. And the last time we did receive financials, we were informed that we were $7 million in debt.
The Legislative Council for the Board of Trustees.
Hold on. Pay attention to what she just said. Pay attention to that.
Says the feds may have a tough time getting the documents they're requesting.
The clerk is the custodian of the records. That's the good news. The bad news is she doesn't have any records because they have taken the records away from her.
I was being told that those documents probably have been shredded weeks ago.
The news.
Here's why I believe that's a fact. Here's why I believe that's a fact. I believe those documents were shredded when Tiff Henyard learned that they were underneath FBI investigation. Because remember, we spoke about that in the first video that we did about this. So, yes, she probably went and hit control or delete on a lot of things. On a lot of things. So I could believe that.
So the feds' Friday visit even drawing a crowd near Village Hall as many in the community support an investigation into Henyard's practices. The trustees even hiring former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot this month to investigate the Dalton mayor.
The people of Dalton want to be rescued. They know they're bleeding and they know there's no money left and they live there. And so what's next? Police services, fire services, water, what's next?
The FBI did confirm that they were conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity in this area today, but could not comment further. Tonight, Mayor Tiffany Henyard posting on Facebook, pointing out that this was not a so-called FBI raid here at Village Hall, also adding in a statement, quote, "To all you clowns, that's a part of the circus. Misery needs company. I pray for you all. Stop chasing fake news."
Do y'all hear her statement? Do you see why I said that she's ghetto and uncouth? Do you see how she speaks? But then they talk about 45 being ghetto and uncouth, which he is. This is crazy, y'all. This is absolutely crazy. So, your senior leadership is going down for bankruptcy fraud. And not only are they in trouble for bankruptcy fraud, this was also uncovered, right? Now, mind you, you heard one of the trustees just told you that they were supposedly $7 million in debt. The last financials they saw, which was sometime back last year in the fall. This says right here, this is from local news out in Illinois, that Tiff Henyard admin spent over $100,000 on travel. Y'all heard the economic situation that Dalton, Illinois is in. And they're saying here that they uncovered that Tiff Henyard spent $100,000 on travel. Now, they're saying here, okay, this is from WGNT TV, that what happens in Vegas is not staying in Vegas, and it's leading to new questions now, right? They done hired former Mayor Lightfoot to investigate this. Supposedly, she's contracted at $400 an hour. Man, oh man, oh man. Y'all see how they got black folks all entwined in this? You see how your people do you too? You see how we do each other? And it's leading to new questions about the South Suburban politician's penchant for first class travel and allegations she retaliated against two subordinates who reported a possible sexual assault by a Dalton trustee on the trip. Tiff Henyard is not the only mayor of Dalton. Is not only the mayor of Dalton, she's also the supervisor of Thornton Township. An FBI agent served subpoenas at the village Friday for employment and disciplinary records for more than a dozen employees. And her top aide was indicted for bankruptcy fraud earlier this week. She has a taste for travel, and taxpayers are picking up the bill. A WGN Investigate analysis of government credit card records show charges totaling $102,987 in the past year for trips Hinyard has been on. One year. She and 12 other village and township officials traveled to Vegas last May, ostensibly to attend an economic development conference, according to a new lawsuit. It says Hinyard's Las Vegas entourage included two of her administrative assistants, two Dalton police officers who acted as a security detail, a photographer, two township trustees, as well as a Dalton trustee. Now, WGN Investigates reviewed credit card records, which show the entire trip cost taxpayers $26,099. The vast majority of the money, $24,000, was paid for by residents of the 17 south suburbs that comprise of Thornton Township. Now, this is what Tiffany says. It was not paid by them. That's what she said. Okay. Now, the group was in Las Vegas during the International Council of Shopping Conference, Shopping Centers Conference, which connects retailers with communities for potential projects. Several suburban mayors contacted by WGN Investigate scoffed at the notion that the township plays a role in any economic development, or that Hinyard and her team lured businesses to the communities by attending the Las Vegas conference. This is crazy. This is crazy. Now, we know about the sexual report, sexual assault alleged on the trip, right? Because we spoke about that last. This is not looking good for Tiffany Hinyard at all, right? And to be honest with you, pride is definitely going for the fall. I don't know what's up with a lot of these females that are in positions of power, you know, like your LaToya Cantrells, the mayor of New Orleans, who's also underneath FBI investigation for pretty much, honestly, similar things, and supposedly screwing a paid detail or someone on her roster. I don't know what's up with, I think she's the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, sleeping with a security detail. Fannie Willis. I don't know what is wrong with these women, especially melanated women, but this is not a good look. This is not a good look. These are hood rats and hood boogers in power. That's exactly what the fuck is given. And it's sad. It's sad. But let me tell you something. The FBI is moving very quickly and abrupt with this situation. I believe that her aide is definitely going to be found guilty. And he's definitely going to probably serve time in prison. Because they're making examples out of people. And they're going to make an example out of him. I would love to see what's going to become of this. And I am going to live for the report for Lightfoot and what she's going to bring forward in this. Because I have a feeling she's going to nail her ass. Y'all drop down in the comments and y'all let me know what y'all think about this. But this is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Shout out to you for making it all the way to the end of this. I love y'all. Y'all know this. Y'all be willing. Y'all be safe. All right. Peace.